Welcome back. We have a little motoring with Mark segment here. Go into a house, and this isn't like I don't think you'd see this in multi. Well, you could in multi-million dollar homes. It's a house for $699,000, and I've seen these electric toilet seats before. They look not very attractive. They don't really add to like some cool bathroom. They look kind of like the something you'd find in prison, like an electric chair or something. It looks something not very attractive to me. But, you know, it's something that could go in and out. It's not a permanent fixture. But I had never noted or seen, I've only seen a couple, but this one had a remote control. No, it had a remote control, and it had more settings on it than my DVR. It was, so I was thinking, so what do? Like, you bring it into your bed, and so you get up, you turn on the heat warmer, seat warmer, 5 minutes before you go use it. Well, that's kind of cool, right? But it went on. It was actually an electric toilet / bidet combination. So they had this remote had a temperature for the seat, and then a temperature setting for the water, of course. Then they had a massage, and there was under massage. It could be kind of an economy. Or more, so you could, whatever you wanted there. This is all on the remote control. They had a nozzle position. And then they had a selection for, water or dryer. More water, less water. They actually said water and dryer. And then under the nozzle position, I don't think I'll give you the three options because it's just a little too graphic for radio. But you could... use your imagination for men and women and various things you could do on the toilet. So there is your electric toilet bidet combination with remote from Motoring with Mark. I actually took the time to write down everything on the remote. It was pretty interesting. We want to say happy birthday to... no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I'm really sorry. I really didn't mean that as a joke. This is the one-year anniversary of Jack LaLanne's death. And sadly, this is really very sad, my Uncle Sid, Jack LaLanne died a year ago, 96. He was 96 years old. And my Uncle Sid died just a couple of weeks ago, who was also 96. And it's kind of a coincidence because Uncle Sid actually was on the program. I billed him. He phoned in. He lived in Atlanta, grew up in Brooklyn. And he was in Santa Barbara in 1931. And I have a photo of him in the Fiesta Parade. Actually, a photo of his brother, Joe, was in the parade dressed in some garb. And Joe was a year or two older, sadly died when he was 89. And they were both kind of health food nuts. They were kind of along the Jack LaLanne line. They really were. And they both lived longer than any of my other relatives. Of course, they didn't smoke cigarettes. That killed a lot of my relatives. So Uncle Sid died a couple of weeks ago, age 96, and he was the fitness guru. And he came on as Santa Barbara's oldest homeless person because he was here in the 1930-31, sleeping on the beach and, was homeless. He was traveling to get out of the economy of Brooklyn and the Depression. So anyway, a tribute to Jack LaLanne and Uncle Sid. A lot of people don't know that Jack LaLanne's last name was really Lane. But he, when he first started in the business, he had a bad stutter. He said, "So, what's your name?" He said, "Jack LaLanne." So they thought it was LaLanne, and then he just kept it. Mark Schneibman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com, 452-2428, 452-CHAT. We'll take a quick break and come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.